Good morning. Welcome to this. Welcome to Followers of Christ Fellowship. But this special day of celebrating Mother's Day. What a wonderful day of being able to celebrate mothers. We thank you for being here. We thank you for taking out of your time to be here today. And you could be with your family, but you're here with us, and we thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. We thank you for all the mothers, Lord, of what they mean to you and to their children, Lord. And I just pray, Lord, if there's mothers out there, Lord, if there's people, Lord, that don't have a relationship with their mother, Lord, that they'd get it right today. And Dear Heavenly Father, we just pray that after this service, they have a blessed day with their family. And Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you, Lord, that you're present. We thank you, Lord, that you're here. We just thank you, Lord, that you take care of us and that you give us your amazing grace and your peace and your hope and your joy. We just thank you, Lord. I just pray for the ones that are struggling. I pray for the ones that are in depression and anxiety, Lord, and I just lift them up to you. And I ask you to have me behind the cross, and the words come out of my mouth will be your words and not mine. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're going to go into 2 Timothy, and we're going to be in chapter 1, verse 5. And we'll get to that in a minute, but you know, as I said earlier today, we're celebrating Mother's Day. Today, we honor the mothers. For some, we have the opportunity to see our mothers today and honor them. So it's a good day to think about our mothers. And let's go to God's Word in 2 Timothy, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the genuine faith that is in you, which dwelt first in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded is in you also. So we're talking about a mother's faith. Mothers of faith have changed the course of history. But let me go a little further. Husbands, your day is coming up in June, but the day is Mother's Day. You know, when I think about mothers, and I also think about the generation that we live in of mothers are not doing their job. The grandparents are raising their kids. So, but for mothers this morning, as I talk about Mother's Day, fathers, I want you to listen to me. Your wife or mothers, they have a big responsibility. They clean. They cook. They wash. They take children to school. They pick children up. And a lot of them still have a job in doing that. They change dirty diapers. They get up at night when they're sick. They do a lot. And for the ones that are raising their kids as a Christian, they still take time to read Bible stories. They still take time to pray. Just hearing children here in this church, these children, little children, saying amen when I pray at the end and I say amen and they say it. But we're talking about, we're going to talk about the mother of Moses spread the great deliverer's life. The mother of Samuel dedicated him to the Lord before his birth. The mother of John gave birth to a revival. You know, who was the mother of Eunice? Hers is not a familiar name to most, but Lois. Lois brought faith to her daughter Eunice Eunice brought faith to her son, Timothy, who became a blessing to Paul. Faithful mothers start change reactions of faith. A mother's faith may spread to her children. We don't know where Lois came to faith in Christ. We do know that at some point she trusted him as Savior. We see that she understood she was a sinner. She grasped the concept of grace. She responded in faith to God's love. We know her faith was genuine. We know she shared her faith with her daughter. Eunice saw Christ in her mother and believed. See, it was a change reaction. It was a change reaction. Lois brought faith down to her daughter Eunice. Eunice brought it down to Timothy. How? Because they taught Jesus. Everything they seen in their household was Jesus. And then Eunice brought faith to her son Timothy, who became a blessing to who? To Paul. It was a change reaction. Some of you are doing the same thing. I've seen it start when you had a child and they started talking about Jesus at a young age. Then another child came in and they started. A mother's faith may spread to her children. We don't, Eunice saw Christ. We know she shared her faith with her daughter. Eunice saw Christ and her mother and believed. What are you doing? What are you and I doing? What are you doing as mothers to win your children to Christ? I see women all the time say, well, I try, but I stop, because they get mad. We never stop. We might do it in a different way, but we never stop. Eunice gave birth to Timothy. Undoubtedly, Lois and Eunice had high hopes for Timothy at his birth. They knew they were going to raise him knowing Jesus. They knew that he was going to be going to church. They knew they were going to read the Bible to him. And as he got older, he started the same. So the meaning of the name of Eunice came to her son is honoring God. How would these two women reach young Timothy? They did so by letting them see the genuine faith, distimulating genuine faith in their lives. So they did that. So how do they do that? They did it by prayer. They did it by example. They did it by teaching. You know, Timothy's seen Eunice studying and reading the Bible and praying. Eunice seen her mother Lois doing the same thing. And I said it started as a change reaction and it went down. And Timothy seen the same thing. And they did it by prayer. They did it by example. They did it by teaching. Let me tell you what, when you teach a child young, he don't forget it. Even if one astray, the Lord said that they will come back to him. So this is still how we reach these that we love for Christ today. Grandparents are special people to grandchildren. Boy, ain't that the truth. We have some in here that has their grandkids. And they've adopted them. And we see them speaking Jesus. We see them asking prayer. I see a little young man, every time I say amen, he says amen. There's a couple of them in here. But Lewis And Eunice is succeeding in bringing Timothy to Christ. You know, I wish we all would teach our children about Christ. And I wish we as a church would go out and tell people about Christ. But it doesn't always happen. Paul became God's answer to their prayers by leading Timothy to faith in Jesus. See, a mother's faith may spread to future generations. Timothy became Paul's companion in ministry. Timothy learned from home what it meant to serve Jesus. He learned from home what it meant not only to serve Jesus, but to follow Jesus. He learned from home that when you read the scripture, you apply it to your heart and you live by the commandments. He learned it from home. We see here that not only did Timothy become Paul's compassion in ministry, Paul's letter to Timothy still spread the faith. Timothy preached and spread the faith. Timothy preached at Corinth and Macedonia, spreading the faith. Timothy preached in Ephesus and Rome and spreading the faith. Through Timothy's life, Lois is still spreading the faith today. What is thrilling about every mother and every grandmother, a Christian mother, her influence is unlimited. See, they can make a difference. You know, I think about the miles they put in. You know, so it's good to think about our mothers. You know, as we think about our mothers today and other women who have touched our lives, consider the difference they make in your lives. Think about all they've done to make your life better by being there. Think about the miles they put on the car to get you where you're at. And I mentioned that earlier. But see, women who make a difference spread the gospel. And like I said, first it's in their children, in their home, that makes a difference in their lives. See, women who makes a difference are disciples of Jesus. They bond together. And they bond together with each other. They serve each other. They help each other. You know, a woman who makes a difference leaves a mark on lives around them. You know, I look at the ladies here, and I think about when people see you, what do they see? They see Jesus. You're making a mark on somebody's life. Do you know that you can leave a mark on your husband? If they're not living for Jesus, you can pray for them. You can leave a mark. You can be an example as they see what you do. The Bible says your godly life can lead your husband to salvation. You can leave a mark on your children, as we said earlier. You can teach them about Jesus. You can give them a godly example. You can lead them to Jesus Christ, just like Lois did to Timothy. By the way, you can leave your mark on other people. God placed you in this church to serve others. You won't know your total potential in Christ until you're involved in serving in the body of Christ. See there? What a wonderful thing. Women, you can leave a mark in this world. A woman following Jesus has no limits on what she can do. Think about Beth Moore. Think about all God has done through these women. Think about how can it be the same for you? God is looking for some women who are looking to make a difference. Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to sell out to Jesus? Do you want to leave your mark on this world for Jesus? Make a difference. See, what a thrilling thought that every mother and grandmother and a Christian mother's influence unlimited. You know, I'll say it a lot of times, but when you got this many people gathering today and you have people listen to me, listen to this sermon on the radio, there's some of you that are hurting. There's some of you that don't have that relationship with your mother. You know, some of us, our mothers are past and gone, and we still remember that day. But some of us may have not talked to our mothers in 5 or 10 years. You know, we need to get it right. A lot of you are going to leave here today, and you're going to call your mothers. Are you sent flyers to your mothers? Are you going to be spending the day with your mothers? Whatever it might be, let Jesus reflect that. We still have to go back to the cross. Lois made an impact on Timothy. But you know what? The Lord Jesus died on the cross, and he arose the third day, should make an impact on you and I. Because you hear the word of God every day. Some of you are in the word of God every day. And that cross should make an impact on your life to where you want to live the right way, but where you want to share it with others. You know, I think about what a terrific way, the life that you live, the joy that shows, the light that shines when people see you, they see Jesus. I hope that's what they see if you call yourself a Christian. But there's women in the area surrounding us all around. We know our world's hurting. We know people are hurting, but there's women all around us are hurting that you can make a difference in. Because if they see your light and they see your joy, boy, that's going to put a smile on their face. Or later down the road, they're going to say, you know what? I want what she's got. You know, your children, when you spread and teach them Jesus, when they get bigger, they're going to say, oh, man, and thank my mom that I got what she's got. And it's the Almighty Jesus Christ. You know, I go back to what I said before of what a mother does. A lot of times the father works. He comes home. The wife works, she comes home, and she's doing it all. She's cleaning, she's cooking, changing the diapers, like I said earlier. A full-time job with a full-time job. And that's why this is her day. Husbands, what are you going to do for your wife today? I heard my little 5-year-old say, well, Papa, tomorrow's Mother's Day. You need to cook. You need to clean. Boy, they see things. They hear things. So when you speak and teach and sing Jesus to your children, one day they're going to be singing it to their children. And they're going to be telling Jesus, they're going to be telling people what you did to them, how you inspired them, how you taught them, just like Lois and Eunice did to Timothy. And you know, we see that Timothy was a great preacher and a great leader. And we see that Timothy had a heart to spread and teach the word for Jesus. You know, I thought about one of his words he said. He said, "But you must continue in the things that you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them from. And that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ. All Scripture is a given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." See there? Boy, Timothy came back. How did Timothy learn? How did he learn the things he learned from Lois? Probably from his grandmother, Eunice. See, we learn. We learn at school. So they learn. So mothers, you should be proud of how you raised your children if you raised them in the Lord. We're living in a new generation now. We have other mothers that we could put an impression on. We got mothers out there that don't know how to be a mother in this generation. We got a generation of mothers out there that goes out and has baby after baby after baby after baby, never get married. Boy, I tell you what, they need to see your light. Because you are made special by the hands of God. You know, when God created man, he knew that man needed a helpmate. He knew the man that needed a companion. He took a rib out of man, and look what come out of it. Women that are sitting here today. Some of you have been married for 40, 50, 60 years. Some of you have been married 7, 8, 9 years, still raising children. Still being that mother figure in the generation that's coming up today. Boy, I tell you what, mothers, I want to congratulate you. I want you to have the honor of what you deserve today. Because without Jesus, you just think, mothers, without Jesus, where would we be today? Someone just said they wouldn't even be here. You know, you never know. But without Jesus, we're nothing. So if we didn't have Jesus in our lives, where would we be? Where would we be? We probably wouldn't be what we are today. I believe when a godly man's looking for a godly wife, that what God puts together, no man can separate. I go back to the values of what Lois, how she brought up Timothy. That was wickedness back then. Everything back then they were today. There were challenges. There was everything. But look at what he become. A great preacher. What have you become? A great mother. Well, preacher, why would you say that I'm a great mother? Because you praise and worship the Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of you couldn't have got to where you're at without having Jesus in your life. I heard Focus on the Family, I heard can't think of their name, but he's a retired football player. And they have 7 children. And she was speaking about how in college she went to this school. She transferred from another school. And whatever this gentleman's name was, he was playing, he was in college and he was a football player. And these other friends that she met there said, well, let me introduce you to this. His name, and he was a football player. And she said, oh, I don't want to date a football player. That doesn't give you family life. They were in a group, a little Christian group one day, and he stood up and he was talking about how he prays to God and worships God. And he said, I'm praying for Christian girlfriend, not only to date, but to follow what the Bible says, have children and raise them in the way of the Lord. And then this lady came back, this girl came back and said, now who was that man you was talking, who was that fella you was talking about? I want to get to know him. And they got married and they have 7 children. And she was talking about it when he was in playing football, how he was gone all the time. And she said, without Jesus and not losing my focus on Jesus, she said, I wouldn't have made it. But she said, when he retired from football, she said, he came home. He helped me change diapers. He did this and he did that. God has blessed my family. And we read Bible stories to our children. We teach them godly principles. But you know what? God teaches us. And God leads us. And we teach and lead them. And she said, that's God's gift to me, was to spread the word of God. Spread the good news so they all could have Jesus. I want to ask you something this morning. Do you know Jesus? If you know Jesus, are you living for Jesus? Are you walking the righteous path? But if you're here and you don't know Jesus, we could have our last breath any minute, any second. But I want to ask you, I can't see in your heart, but God can. And I want you to give your problems to Him, not me. I can't heal you. I can't save you. I can't bring you out of nothing. But I know someone that can, and His name is Jesus. And I know that He can be your best friend. And I know that He will give you, take you from the darkness and give you the light. I know I'm talking to mothers this morning, but I know He did it for me. I ask you this morning to come to this altar. I ask you to ask Jesus to come in your heart and be your Savior. Heavenly Father, I just come to you, Lord, as they come to the altar, Lord, and they ask for prayer, Lord, that you'll just pour your Holy Spirit upon them this morning and change their lives. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. This is Pastor Mike at Follows the Christ Fellowship. We meet in the Hope Community Center at 1045. If you don't have a church home, we would love to have you. I just ask you, if you hear our sermons and you're listening to our sermons, just give a text and let us know if you like what's going on. Because we want to be able for people to listen to spread the word. If we're not doing the right thing, then we don't need to be doing it. So just text us, 361-208-5914. Thank you and God bless. Amen.